You're listening to the Wings on Wings podcast. Today we're covering Season 1, Episode 5, There Once Was a Girl from Nantucket. In this episode, which aired May 17th, 1990, Brian asks out his dream girl, who agrees only on the condition that he finds a date for her friend Cindy. Joe begrudgingly agrees, but then learns that Cindy is popular with the men of Nantucket. Helen guilts him into going and gets roped into joining as Brian's date. Our wing sauce is Sriracha Panish Strong Hot Chili Sauce, a product of Thailand.
Five down, 167 to go. Welcome to Wings on Wings. Hi, I'm Brett.
I'm Doug.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm DJ.
So we watched, this is the fifth episode of Wings. And the title was, There Once Was a Girl from Nantucket.
Who had a,
So instantly we're like, okay, this is going to be the raunch episode.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Let's go around the table here. What do we think of this episode overall?
Okay. I mean, just to get it out of the way, I think this episode was a banger. This is a good one.
So I felt like on the offensiveness scale here, it's 1990s, we were high. Yes. We were high on the, high like, on definitely the offense, not yes. woke here in the 1990s, but no. But it was funnier. It was there were jokes in it.
There were a lot of jokes, yeah.
Full of jokes. He said dames, broads, damsels.
Yeah. Dingbats, I don't know what he said. Yeah.
That was a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Brian. You know, in the writer's room, they were figuring out, it's like, okay, what can we say to make Brian look like kind of a scumbag, sure. but we can't violate standards and practices?
Yeah. Funky brother Brian wearing parachute pants and a button-up shirt tucked in.
Nothing fits him.
No, never.
Wearing his Joey Gladstone outfit.
Yes, he does dress like Joey Gladstone, for sure.
More importantly, the parachute pants had pleats.
Of course they did. He's a pilot, Doug. It's fancy.
And it's 1990.
Yeah, of course.
That was the sign of you were of a successful businessman. Yeah.
He was going for alliteration.
Yeah.
Pants, pleats, pilot.
So the episode sort of opens up with Funky Brother Brian looking to get a date, right? He got drunk and went out and wants someone to go out with him that night. And he asked pretty much everybody.
I like how he danced around the fact that he just got drunk and met this woman and he completely did not understand who she was at all.
So we found out Lowell's married, right? That was a reveal, right? We didn't know that before.
No, I don't think we did, but we did find out he lives on a boat.
He does, yes, because
of course he fucking does.
A boat
that has a hole in it, yeah. Yeah, because he said his wife called me, has 2 inches of water on the floor. What else? He asked Roy. He kind of asks Roy.
They just looked at each other and it's like, have a good night.
Yeah.
Roy, the porno king of Nantucket.
the greasiest hair ever.
He's so greasy, man. He's a scumbag.
He is.
Great.
He is.
He looks like he just smells bad.
Yeah. Helen's practicing her cello.
Yeah, so she can't go out with Brian.
And she also doesn't date pilots. We learned that, too.
Yes.
Which I think is a bold prediction here. Check back in 3 years when this series ends. Bold prediction. She at least, if not marries a pilot.
Yeah, I mean,
I believe that.
I keep waiting for her and Joe to follow him.
It's got to happen at some point.
Or like at least them to be like, they're going to be like the Ross and Rachel of this show, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be, are they on? Are they off? Is it going to happen? What's going on? So they're going to tease it, I think.
And I'll tell you what, Crystal Bernard is a babe.
She's a babe.
Certified.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely got the 90s
But it works through it. You know, sometimes like there's like for Roadhouse, for example. We were watching Roadhouse the other day. You watch Roadhouse and there's the girl that's like the bad guy's main girl. She does the striptease on the stage.
Yeah.
And like right before the fight in the middle of the bar. Like
the bad guy.
Yeah.
Brad Wesley.
Brad, yes. She's the only... She's only hot in that period of time. Like, you have to be from that year to look at her. Like, she's not that she's unattractive, but, like, you have to be like, oh, my God, like, she's 80s hot.
From, like, 1983 to 1987, she's the hottest woman.
Sure.
Her panties are out of control.
Oh, my God. They're
insane.
They're, like, they're up to her neck high cut on the sides. Yeah. Like, they're, like, hanging on her ears. I don't understand
her turtleneck panties.
Around,
Yeah, they're insane.
But this is not a show. This is not Wings on Roadhouse. This is Wings on Wings.
If only it was. but Crystal Bernard kind of is. I think she could. She works through that. She's 90. She's very 90s on the show, but she's a babe all the time. You're decade long.
This is so. I don't know what strong hot means, but this.
I like strong hot.
I haven't eaten
hot.
Yet.
It's a little. Yeah.
It's sriracha panich. With some sort of chili sauce.
I'll break it down on this one because this is my handiwork.
It's a red chili sauce, strong hot.
So some years ago, I was wandering around the Nation Market in central New Jersey. You okay there, Brad? I'm not making this up. This actually happened.
You son of a bitch, dude.
Uh-huh. I got him. Oh. Go ahead. You missed it.
All right, never mind. So, and I'm always looking for a new hot sauce, a new way to blow my fucking head off because I'm fucking weird, but why not? And I saw this stuff and it was sriracha. I'm still not sure how to pronounce it. It's spelled P-A-N-I-C-H. It bills itself as more of a traditional style sriracha from Thailand. And I tried it, and is it spicy? I mean, there's a little bite in it, but it's also incredibly fucking garlicky, and that's huge points to me. This shit is absolutely amazing on pizza. And I'm quite enjoying the wings that we're having now.
The second or third time you mentioned putting hot sauce on pizza, Doug.
He does put hot sauce on his pizza.
I can't not put hot sauce on my pizza.
Okay.
I have no recollection of our previous four episodes, to be perfectly honest with you, so.
Alright.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for paying attention.
I'm lucky I know where the fuck I am.
So, what's another thing I want to bring up with Funky Brother Brian, he goes to see Joe and sees he wants to go out with him on the night on the town.
Oh, boy.
Joe is polishing oil off of the airplane. And Brian, no, there's a kick in this. In this sauce, there's a bit of a kick. Hot. It is strong hot. Brian challenges Joe to a game of one-on-one. Joe isn't having it. Brian keeps pestering him. And then Joe dunks the basketball.
Fucking the best camera cut ever.
Yeah. It was a stunt dunk.
A stunt dunk on like a fucking...
And like the worst camera angle you possibly could do.
Like a 5-foot hoop.
Yeah. Yep. Stunt dunked. Funky Brother Brian was like, I'm not interested anymore. I'm not going to play. I got stuff to do. Cause he's like, oh, my brother's actually really good at basketball. So
who do you think they got to do the stunt dunk? Rick Smits?
Oh, wow.
That's a name for you.
That is the name for me. I mean, we can talk. I don't know if they went an NBA on. We need one dunk on wings.
You don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that they were like, we literally need somebody who's just probably taller like, it's than
probably
5'8".
Probably just a key grip.
In my mind, it was Detlef Schrempf.
Well, and the way they shot they were so tight in on the hoop, and it was like from above that they probably it was probably just a 3-foot hoop, and they just had somebody just walk up to it.
Oh my god! Yeah. And they just put a step stool up to get it in there.
Yeah, because you couldn't tell it was such a tight, awful
and
shot.
And the footage looks like it was sped up.
It was Arvydas Sabonis.
Very, very jarring shot.
I'm just gonna name 90s white basketball players. John Stockton.
Yes, it was very, very white basketball.
Doug's dead.
Doug's dying.
R.I.P.
So, another thing I want to talk about in this episode.
Phase joke?
Oh, okay, that wasn't where I was going. We can talk about Faye's joke. One of many of Faye's jokes.
Yeah, I was going to say, actually, I should say jokes, plural.
Faye was gunning jokes out this time.
I couldn't remember her name. I forgot Faye.
So, alright, so before, I have a little surprise for you all regarding Faye. So, her real name is Rebecca Scholl. Okay. So I got a text message today.
From Faye?
No.
Did you get a cameo from Faye?
I got a text message today from Todd Roker.
Oh, hello, Todd. All right.
Of the Long Box Heroes podcast, Long Box Heroes After Dark, many other things on the soon-to-be-named network.
The Lamborghini of Podcast Network.
Podcast Networks.
Vroom, vroom.
And so we are recording this. We won't hear this for a few week or two online, but we're recording this on February 22nd. Which is Rebecca Scholl's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She was born February 2nd, 1929.
Wow, okay.
And it is her 91st birthday.
Good for her.
February 2nd or 22nd?
22nd, sorry. Right. 22nd, misspoke.
Got you. Got your back.
Yes, 22nd. So Todd sent me that today knowing, he didn't know we were recording, but he was like, you can do this on your Silly Wings show.
Oh. Well, thank you, Todd.
Yes. So it is her birthday.
And then he lit a candle and he sat and stared out his window thinking about how much he wants to be on our Silly Wings show. We love you, Todd.
That is true. He did both of those things. But yeah, so that's a neat little cameo that I wanted to
very nice
to say to you guys. So there you go.
Well, Joe's date, she shows up at the airport. Yeah. What's her name? Cindy?
It's no,
Cindy.
It was
no.
Yeah. No, Gail. He was supposed to have a date with Gail.
Yeah, well, we find out about
that's
Brian's date.
Oh, that was so Brian's date.
It's the next day. Brian got drunk.
Yes.
And Brian met his dream girl, which is a problem. God.
Which let's not even.
Yeah, she is. He said, "I met my dream girl," and they were like, "You met a 6 foot tall redheaded Oriental."
Yes.
Oh God, it's so bad.
Yep.
And he was like, "Yes, I did, but I need to go, I need a date for her friend, or she won't go out with me." That's how Joe gets roped into Cindy.
And who's her friend? Who's her friend? Who's
and
her
it's,
friend?
It's revealed that Cindy is played by Megan Mullally.
Megan Mullally.
Yes.
That was exciting.
That was exciting.
And a very young Megan Mullally.
Very young.
And she did a terrible voice.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was.
Very, very weird, weird voice. She's apparently the character she plays is like the. I don't know.
Cosmetics.
How do I put this? Oh, yes, cosmetic professional.
The whole reputation. The whole town has had a turn.
So, okay, her character, let me explain this. Okay. Let me explain.
Break it down, Michelle.
Her character likes to have sex. Okay. And that's okay in the 1990s for a man, but apparently it's not okay for a woman. And so they spend a lot of time in the episode slut-shaming her.
Okay, I want to stop you for a second, though. Because now it's 2020.
What has changed?
Is it still okay for men and not for women to have sex?
Yeah.
No, it hasn't changed.
Yeah, you're right. It hasn't changed. But yeah, they really just go on a slut-shaming binge.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All of them. Helen is actually the only one who kind of isn't.
Yeah, the voice of reason. And then she says at the end of her little speech with Joe, and if she doesn't decide to change her ways, we should get lucky.
Yeah. Right. So, but Joe feels bad that everyone's making fun of her and decides he's going to go out on a date with her anyway because maybe she's just looking for it. Or they tell him she's looking for a nice guy to try and change her reputation.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So I want to take a step back, though, because we mentioned her birthday, but Doug wanted to talk about the jokes Faye was dropping.
Faye's jokes were awesome.
Faye was dropping some jokes.
She had amazing jokes.
So a woman comes up to Faye and asks if the flight from Boston was coming in soon. And she said, there's one coming in from Aeromass. And the woman said, my son's on that flight. He's in the military.
Yeah.
And Faye says, my second husband, George, was in the military.
Yes.
And then she said, was it my first husband? And the woman was like, you married two men named George? And she's like, three, actually.
And then buried them all.
And buried them all.
Yes.
And the woman gave her a very weird look. And then she said, that's unusual. And Faye said, where I come from, we bury our dead. Which was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then Faye clarifies with Joe if they buried Joe's dad to make sure it wasn't weird.
Yeah, there's real weird shit going on there.
Yes.
They made another joke, too, right?
Oh, when Brian asks her to, you want to go out and do something? Right. And she says, tonight's the night I unthaw my food for the weekend.
Throw away her food for the weekend, from the week or whatever it was. Something like that.
I thought it was unthaw, thaw food out.
I don't remember. She also made a third joke.
I missed that.
You missed that
somehow.
One?
Yeah. I slept through that.
She also said when Joe was going on his date with Cindy, he was leaving for his date, and she was like, did you put something extra in your wallet?
Oh, yeah.
And Joe was like, Faye, that's inappropriate.
And he was so Puritan, he was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I would ever have a condom?
Yeah. He literally clutched his pearls.
Yes, he did. And then she was like, no, it's good to have an extra $5 in case you need to take a taxi.
This is the 90s. We don't use those, Faye.
Come on now. So,
it's like, I'm calling your manager. Wait, I am your manager.
So Faye was spinning fire.
Faye was on point. Faye's one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, she's been really great.
Like on Wings or ever?
Ooh,
I couldn't tell you anything else she's ever been on. So okay. Yes.
No, I mean, is she your favorite character on Wings, or is she your favorite character of like any other show?
Do you like
other shows' characters better?
Fuck, I don't remember.
What other 90s TV shows did you enjoy, Doug?
Seinfeld.
We're going on a Doug sidebar here.
Number one, fuck Seinfeld.
Fuck you. Seinfeld's fun.
I never cared for it.
Bad enough that I don't care for it anymore.
I was a big fan of Picket Fences.
I never liked Seinfeld
either. Loved Picket Fences.
Picket Fences all motherfucking day.
Yeah.
I miss that show.
Holly Marie Combs.
Yeah. Holly Marie Combs. Who was the redhead who was in Dumb and Dumber?
Lauren Holly.
Okay. She was awesome on that. Costas Mandalore. That's a real name.
I like her show on Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
The Mandalorian.
Yes. Tom Skerritt's there.
Michelle!
I was just going to gloss over it, but hey, if we want to dilly-dally, whatever. I'll play.
I liked Picket Fences more than I like Wings.
I like The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
I liked Salute Your Shorts.
Mm. Oh, fuck yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
That was good. Ugg was good.
Eugene Ugg?
Yeah.
Yes. What's Ugg?
You don't remember Salute Your Shorts? This is way off the rails. I was the camp counselor on Salute Your Shorts. Shoot your shorts.
I remember Hey Dude.
Yeah.
That was a...
It was like
Ben Stiller's wife. What's her name?
Well, they're not mad. Christine Taylor, but they're not together anymore.
What? That's when did that happen?
Like years ago.
You can't spring news like that on Michelle.
Yeah, like years ago.
Are you sure that's true?
It's a good thing she wasn't drinking. She would have done a spit take.
I'm positive that's true.
That's so sad.
Well,
I'm trying really hard not to break into the Camp Anawana theme song. From
Camp
Anawana.
No.
Well, they got divorced in
love you in our hearts.
2019.
See, I told you.
No, I meant 2017.
I told you. So what else about this episode? What else? Who else?
So
we find out that Funky Brother Brian was too drunk, and in fact, she was not a redheaded Oriental.
He was 6 feet tall.
Yeah, she was standing on a box.
Oh my God, can we stop saying Oriental unless we're talking about a rug?
They said it.
I know, but we don't have to say it.
I'm being accurate.
It's 2019. Okay. Stop being accurate.
Okay.
I hate it.
Well, yours.
Wow.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but.
Yep.
God damn it! So, I don't know anymore!
Wow.
I just ruined Michelle's world. Christine Taylor and Ben Stiller not being together, and it's over.
No,
and also it not being 2019 anymore either.
Hasn't been for like almost 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
She's not helping.
So. Another big thing that happens, we meet, so they go out on their date, they convince Helen and Funky Brother Brian to be the seconds on the date.
Why do you keep calling him Funky Brother Brian?
Because we established in their episodes that Brett, that's what he called him, Funky Brother Brian.
Yeah.
Who called him?
Brett.
I don't even remember any of
that. That was the only way I could remember, because I don't remember those names.
He was like Funky Brother Brian.
Yeah, because the Puritan one.
And fucking Vanilla one. Joe, or whatever his name is.
Vanilla Joe. So they go out on a date, and a fight breaks out.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
With what did you refer to him
as?
Yeah,
what was your name for him?
Oh, he was the Discount Joe Piscopo.
Yeah. Which is funny, because Joe Piscopo is already the Discount Joe Piscopo.
That's true. So the guy's name is Ben Middleman.
Oh.
It's T's instead of D's in there.
Just because of Bubba Fangman.
Yes, Bubba Fangman. Coincidentally enough, was in Dead Heat.
What?
Starring
Joe Piscopo.
Starring Joe Piscopo.
Did they play brothers?
No. I was like, does he? I've never seen Dead Heat. I knew what it was. It's Treat Williams and Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
But I could only imagine.
To come back from the dead.
At a part in the movie where someone thinks Joe Piscopo is somewhere, and they sneak up on him to like get one over on him, and like they I got you, and he turns around and it's this guy, and he's like, no,
it's Joe Middleman.
Yeah,
or...
Joe Middleman. Yeah,
he really the entire time he was
Ben
on screen.
Yeah.
So on the episode, Middleman was being a jerk to Megan Mullally's character,
Jimmy.
Yeah. He was like, well, why don't you give me your number again? He basically came out and be like, I just want to fuck you and use you like and throw you away again.
Yeah,
because he's obviously a scumbag
again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how they played it up. If I called it,
correctly.
Yeah, you were there,
of
course, yeah.
But the entire time he was on screen, I kept looking at him, and I was looking at his hair, being like, "Why does that hair remind me of someone else?"
Yeah,
and it is Joe
it's
Piscopo
Joe Piscopo hair all the way,
just redder.
Yeah, but like 100% like SNL level Joe Piscopo hair.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah. So Brian and Joe get offended that he's bothering Cindy. So they kind of get up.
They were more offended by the fact that he was interrupting their meal, and they really wanted to order food.
Oh, I thought they were trying to be chivalrous to an extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Funky Brother Brian was also drunk off his ass.
He was drunk.
Yeah.
But then, Jimmy throws a punch, which Joe ducks, and Brian eats it in the nose.
Yep.
And then Joe takes him outside.
I thought that he was going to be good at fighting.
Me too. Because they established that he was such an athlete earlier with that bullshit dunk. Yeah. I was like, oh, he's going to beat this dude up. Yeah. We're going to see this other thing. That was a little bit of a foreshadowing to his actual athletic ability. And then he's going to go out and there's going to be this fight. He's going to beat the shit out of this guy. And then he cut scene. They both got their nose broken and conceivably lost the fight. And
actually, the fact that they had a cutaway to a stunt dunker was the foreshadowing of the actual fighting
ability. No, and they could have done the same thing and cut away to a puncher, a really close angle of Jimmy getting punched in the face. They didn't. The brothers lost the fight and both have broken noses.
Yeah.
Was that the guy's name? Jimmy?
Jimmy.
He's a shit kicker.
He was, yeah. He
beat up two brothers.
True. Yep. Well, Brian didn't go back out for the fight. Brian got his nose broken with the one punch.
That's true.
Just the one punch, yeah.
The one punch.
He was the baddest man on Nantucket.
It's true. Were they on Nantucket for the date? I was confused. I didn't know if they went into... I guess they didn't go into Boston, right? It was Nantucket?
That's why she, at the end of the episode, Megan Mullally has to move to Boston because everybody knew her.
Okay.
And everybody knew what a tramp she was.
Yes. How dare she enjoy sex?
Yeah. Right? Nerve. Yep. Oh, well, and Roy Biggins looked at her butt.
Yeah, he did. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
The porno king of Nantucket, it's Roy true. Biggins.
It's true. She was walking up the stairs in her acid-washed jeans to fix her eye makeup.
Yes.
And Roy Biggins gave her a little look, a little back at the camera sort of thing.
It was a fun because in the foreground it was, I think, Joe and Brian talking.
Yeah.
And then, in the background you just clearly see Roy on the phone, just very obviously, turn around the corner and, stare at her ass. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice ass. It's a lovely ass.
Megan Mullally's a babe.
Yeah.
Megan Mullally is a babe.
Still a babe. She's been a babe for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
yeah, she was a babe then. She's a babe now. She's
Karen on Will and Grace. That's your babe.
Married to... what's
Nick Offerman.
Name? I hear they 69.
What the fuck?
Okay.
I was listening to an interview with Nick Offerman.
Okay.
It's like, I hope it was one of the two of them that said this.
I read a peer-reviewed article.
Yes.
An article written by one of their neighbors who was like, he do this all the time.
No, he was talking about how they have a rule at any evening for dinner. They are very open
about their sexual lives.
Yeah. And they was joking around, but I think it was only half joking, where he said, it's like at night we don't pick up our cell phones so we can actually spend time together and really converse with each other when we're doing things around the house, 69ing. And he was played it off as a joke, but also it's like, I don't, go ahead. Well, if you're married, please go fucking 69.
Well, and they do a podcast from, wow.
What just happened?
They...
this has turned into Wings on Wings After Dark.
Yeah.
Wings on Wings.
You're supposed to save this content for our Silk Stockings podcast.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, Joe.
Sausages on Silk Stockings.
No. No. But Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman do have a podcast that they do from their bed. So
I did not know that.
They do.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately for you, it's audio. So,
I'll make it out.
Use that imagination.
Yeah. I'll use my mind's eye.
All right. And that was Wings on Wings. Thank you. We're going to get removed from iTunes.
We're not. It's fine.
Oh, this isn't even the most defensive podcast I'm on.
No.
That's true. That's true.
That is true. All right. So what, anybody, anything else sort of... about the episode we want to talk about that we didn't cover?
I actually thought it was pretty funny.
Me too.
It was pretty fun. Yeah.
This was the episode I've enjoyed the most.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and this was the fifth episode of the first season, so we have one episode left before the season's over.
Yeah. Season finale right around the corner.
So our next episode will be the end.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I think this was the funniest episode. You want to get into ratings?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to get into that? Okay, well, just to start that off, I want to tell you that this episode on IMDb pulled in a 7.4.
Oh, wow.
Out of 10.
Yep.
So that's, it's actually lower than Return to Nantucket Part 2, which is interesting.
Hmm.
Because it was definitely lower than Return to Nantucket Part 1. So, yeah, I don't agree with that. Otherwise, it is the highest rated. Oh, no, first episode, 7.7. Wow. Okay.
Love Wings.
Yeah, people love Wings.
This was ran for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
At the height of network television.
Yeah, 7.4 on this one. That's a low rating. I think this is a pretty good episode. So
yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Who wants to start off the show ratings and then we'll get into the Wings?
What is it? Out of 5 or
out of 5? 5 out of 5 fives.
Yes, 5 out of 5 fives. Yes, I forgot that. I know it's only the fifth episode, so I don't really have a ton to go off of, but I'll give the episode like a 4.3.
Okay.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
All right.
I did. It's fun.
Okay, Doug?
I had a lot of fun with it. And also, it moved along. You could tell the pacing was dynamite. So I'm going to say, I'm going to give this about a 4.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I was amused.
Michelle?
I feel like this was the episode that I liked the most. It mm-hmm. was funny. It's still offensive mm-hmm. to most people.
Sure. It's the 90s. It's the entirety... You know, maybe by 96, they'll start to straighten that around out, but I don't think so.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.7.
Okay.
I feel like it's on the upturn. I can't remember what I rated all the
other
episodes.
Yeah, I don't remember my other
episodes, but I do feel like...
I'll start keeping track of those.
It's getting better.
Yeah.
I'm getting into the characters.
They got into their groove. We're starting to learn a little bit.
Yeah, I'm starting to, like, care about the characters a little bit more. So, yeah, 3.7.
Okay, I think I'm right there with you. I'm like a 3.7. I like this one. I think it's my favorite episode. The jokes were good. They were coming a lot faster than normal. I think that's pretty good. Let's talk wing sauce.
Yeah,
I'll post a picture of it on social media. It's the, I can barely pronounce any of this.
The Sriracha Panache.
Okay.
Strong hot chili sauce.
Yes.
It's a strong hot.
This was really good.
No MSG.
Sure.
There's also no
color added either.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the shit out of this.
Me
this
too.
Is delicious. Like, obviously, by the you could tell by our last episode, I die from heat anymore in my old age. This was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, the taste was great. The heat was like enough to like make you like sniffle a little bit,
sure.
but like it's already gone.
It caught in my throat a little bit and like made me like give a little cough.
This was I would definitely eat this on like. Everything pretty much like
pizza.
I would even put this on pizza. What a crazy idea.
All
right. So I'm gonna give this a 4.4.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
All right.
Put the Brett stamp of approval on. I need a stamp now.
Okay. Doug?
I'm gonna get you one.
I love this shit.
Thank you, Michelle.
You brought it.
Doug, I brought
this
it.
This is Doug's contribution.
This Doug, is a
Doug's
straight
baby.
Up. This is a straight up 5 for me.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm setting the bar.
Okay. All right.
God tier.
If Sriracha Panache has a Twitter, we're going to have to give them a shout out.
Yeah, it's at Strong Hot.
It's manufactured by... Fuck.
Yep.
Tithaparos.
Okay, great.
Public Company Limited.
I'm going to guess that they don't have a Twitter.
Yeah.
I really like the sauce, too. Like Doug said, it's garlicky. It had a good flavor. The heat was right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a... 4.2.
Okay, wow.
All
right. High ratings on this. Yeah. Okay. So I liked it. I like sriracha, of course. And this was good. It consistency, it's not like a sriracha. It's a lot thinner, which is nice. Much more wing sauce consistency. I liked it a lot. I'm gonna say a 3.9.
Right.
I'm not ready to jump into the fours quite yet. I do like more heat typically. It does have a good amount of heat and a good flavor. But I want to save my fours and higher for something that has a really good flavor and a little bit more heat.
Fair point.
But it is very good. I mean, it's something that I'd be more than happy to have in my fridge. And, you know, whenever we're making wings not for the show, I'd gladly use it.
So they do have a Twitter, but they have not tweeted since 2014.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
maybe we'll least, light a fire.
That's true.
There you go.
We'll at least tag them. I will post a picture on our social media.
That's our first 5.
That is. It's our first 5. It's a product of Thailand.
Well, maybe if all the Wings on Wings fans out there get on there and start getting some Twitter action going. Yeah.
Ingredients say spur chili. I don't know what a spur chili is.
It's a strong hot chili.
It is. It's 45% spur chili.
A strong hot red chili.
That was very good. I like that a lot.
Given how they're probably figuring out the translations for this,
sure.
Fuck. Yeah.
All right.
All right. That's Wings on Wings.
We're going to next week watch the season finale of season 1.
I can't believe we're already here.
I know.
Very quick. One season down almost.
Good stuff.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye,
social
friends.
Media and everything. Right. We got all that stuff
social
going on. Social meds.
That's true.
@_wingsonwings on Twitter and on Instagram. And then search us on iTunes and Spotify and pretty much wherever podcasts are sold.
Yep. Email is wingsonwingspodcast@gmail.com. Yes. If you have anything that you wanted to let us know, or
if there's a sauce you want to recommend, you know, we're always looking for good sauces. We're out there searching, buying stuff, mostly kind of what we don't know. If it's recommended, yes, we'll gladly do it.
Send it our way for so, sure.
Anything. Doesn't have to be hot. Doesn't have to be traditional.
No, anything.
Anything at all. And we'll give it a shot.
Yeah. We'll post a picture of this bottle and you could let us know how you think it's pronounced.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. That's it.
That's it. Remember, folks, just keep winging it. Was that what I say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah. And just also remember, folks, eat some wings, enjoy some wings.
Oh, thanks.
Which I think I fucked that up for the third time.
Every time. That's all right. Thanks for listening.
At least we're consistent on fuck-ups.
Yeah.